ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Wonder about you sometimes. You may fold under questioning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
a man confined to prison is a man who has given up his liberty.
Would you please welcome
Garbage In, Garbage Out,
Pedro Fernandez.
Namas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that belt now for better than 28 years. Straight up today, we bring you the Showtime Strikeforce heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier, just hours away from his clash with Frank Mir. I'm talking about UFC on Fox TV, and of course, the fights start on Facebook, facebook.com at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time, and then of course they graduate on to, man, Fox TV, and Fox TV is like one of the biggest networks in the world, and a lot of people are going to watch this tonight. Of course, the main event, my man, Benson Henderson. They call him Bendo. I call him the real deal. Okay, the once beaten lightweight champion is 155 pounds. Taking on Gilbert Melendez. I think Gilbert's only lost one fight as well. So we'll talk about that fight, the Frank Mir, the Daniel Cormier fight. Of course, Ronda Rousey's in the news. Misha Tate's in the news. My man, you got to give him props. You just got to give him props. Uriah Faber, a winner on the Ultimate Fighter this past week. So lots of good stuff to talk about in the world of MMA. But we don't have a return date on Bellator. I'm a little bit stunned on that. In fact, Dave Meltzer, the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, he noted there was no return date for live cards on Spike TV with Bellator. So I'd like to see that date posted real soon because Bellator had it going on. But Bjorn Rebney, you're all right, man. You put together a good product there. Bellator Fighting Championships. Check them out, Bellator.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Want to give me a call? Bend my ear. Talk MMA. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can tweet us, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. SwishDisk is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at swishdisk.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with SwishDisk.com. SwishDisk lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to SwishDisk.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, SwishDisk.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to swishdisc.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out swishdisc.com today. Take your best shot. swishdisc.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy. You put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Get past people! Get past the hitman! Get on down.
Get on the good foot! JB, James Brown, the godfather of soul. Got to see him backstage. What an experience. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running show, fight show in history, 28 plus years. Now we're talking MMA. This is the MMA Hour. Of course, we are hours away from the UFC on Fox TV from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. But straight up, let's talk about the Ultimate Fighter. Season 17 concluded this past week. Kevin Gastelum, he beat Uriah Hall. Uriah Hall was favored to win the Ultimate Fighter Championship fight. Of course, he gets the $100,000. He gets a contract with the UFC. The scores were 29-28 across the board, all three. Gastelum now 7-0. Uriah Hall was thought to be the guy, but guess what? It just didn't happen, okay? And guess what? In the main event, my guy, your guy, the California kid, Uriah Faber, 28-6. Well, he submitted Scotty Jorgensen, who's 14-7 now, with a choke at 3 minutes and 16 seconds of the fourth round of a scheduled five-rounder. Of course, Faber was in control. He just was. I mean, he was on top of things. He was just a better fighter going in than Scotty Jorgensen. So we sort of knew that going on. We sort of knew that going in. I mean, Kyle Kingsbury, our UFC expert, the UFC light heavyweight, who will be coming back in early 2014 from some injuries. So he's going to be off until then. And that's what he told me when we talked last. You know, he's of the opinion that these guys are for real. I mean, when you watch, somebody said to me the other day, you know, this little MMA stuff, some guy that's a boxing fan says, you know, this little MMA stuff, I don't know, sort of look like wrestling, you know, like gay wrestling. He's not watching the fights. He's not watching these guys. He's not watching guys like Uriah Faber get behind guys and work that choke. He's not watching guys like, you know, Benson Henderson being able to stand and box a little bit or take you to the ground and pound, do his jiu-jitsu thing. I mean, these fighters are so multi-talented now. Like I told you before, the old guys, Royce Gracie, Don Fry, guys like that, they could not compete in today's UFC because they've only had one tool. They only brought one tool to the game. The fighters nowadays that are at the top of their game are bringing our 4 and 5 tool players, like these all-stars in baseball, like the great players in baseball. There are a few great fighters in the UFC and the world of MMA. And I'm telling you, I think Uriah Faber is one of them. Can he beat Renan Barreiro? Well, who knows? After he lost that fight to Renan Barreiro, they say, well, maybe he's through, but he's not through. He's had two big wins this year, and of course, he's scheduled for something big coming up. Speaking of big coming up, looks like the Ultimate Fighter 18 is moving from FX. Of course, the show with the Ultimate Fighter is moving from FX cable. Didn't work out there. They're going to Fox Sports 1. Okay, this new channel they're putting together. Right on. I think that's good. Okay. But they got away from FX. FX didn't have it, even though they drew 1.7 million viewers for the season 17 finale. Okay, with Uriah Faber, the California kid on top. He's good for ratings. He's good for pay-per-view. Okay, but they did 1.7 million, which isn't a bad number, no question about that. But I think that And when they were on Spike TV, they were doing better numbers, per se. They just were. And I think that Spike TV's demographics worked to them a little bit better. It was a more male, macho type of audience than FX Cable is. FX Cable's a little feminine at times. There are women that watch that. Women really aren't into MMA, per se. Not yet. I think with Ronda Rousey, and, of course, is Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate got whooped on last week. Miesha Tate, of course, gave Ronda Rousey about like a couple of minutes of toughness. She prepared for that armbar, and she submitted as well. But last week, she bought Vin Zagano. Remember, Dave Meltzer was on the show last week talking about the fact that he thought that Kat Zagano, think about it, Kat Zagano was going to win over Miesha Tate. Well, she did. I mean, she's like, even though she was losing on the scorecards 2018, you know, she came back and she got the stoppage. And had she not got the stoppage, Tate would have won that fight. I'm seriously. But now she is the one coach for the Ultimate Fighter 18, and the other coach will be Ronda Rousey. Ah, yes, right. I talked to Hector Martinez yesterday, Roberto Duran's ex-manager. Of course, you guys know who Roberto Duran is, the ex-boxing champion. And I talked with boxing historian Ron Marshall yesterday, and they said, hey, the UFC's on tomorrow. I said, yeah. Is Ron on the card? If Ron is not on the card, those guys aren't watching. Those guys are total Ronda fans. There's no doubt about it. But Ronda is probably going to fight Kat Zagano. That's the way it looks, unless they get hurt. Somebody gets hurt in training. And, you know, in the world of mixed martial arts, people laugh, but the damage to the body, per se, is more significant than it is in boxing. To the body, not to the head, not to the neurological systems. Okay? Boxing got MMA beat, no question about that. I mean, the concussions in boxing, what is it, 20.9% from 2001 to 2005 in Nevada. 20%, almost 21% of boxers in professional boxing matches suffer brain bleeds and or concussions. Call them what you want, okay? But only 2% of MMA fighters along the same time span suffered brain bleeds because I'm telling you, they just don't. Because if you get cracked in an MMA fight, they're going to stop the fight. You ain't going to take a whole lot of punishment. You're not going to take round after round, boom, boom, boom. Nobody's going to be beating on you like a bongo drum. Plus, fights don't go 12 rounds. They only go 5 rounds. The championship fights and the other fights go 3 rounds. We're talking about 5-minute rounds. But straight up, you know, people talk about the punishment of both sports, and they think that, you know, MMA is more brutal than boxing when it's not. Yeah, cosmetically, it may look a little bit more brutal, but it's really not. At the end of the day, the boxers are suffering a lot more punishment than are the MMA fighters. You want to talk MMA? We have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico. I think the Virgin Islands as well. So Julian Jackson, the former world boxing champion, is living back in the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. If you don't know what play is, I'll do it again. 1-800-878-7529. Gilbert Melendez. Man, good fighter. No question about that. Here from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. The Strike Force lightweight champion, 155 pounds. I mean, he's the real deal. But Benson Henderson, I think, is in another level, another stratosphere. We're going to talk about that in our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, you can tweet us, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. And, of course, all these shows end up on iTunes, end up on the website, ringtalk.com. You can go to the Sports Byline website, you know, it tells us what happened. And, we've got MMA and boxing Saturday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go for an hour of boxing, an hour of MMA, and then we go on Sunday for an hour, and we combine boxing and MMA together on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So you've got two chances, the weekend preview, the weekend review, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll break down the fights, the odds, where the money's going. Tonight, UFC 7 on Fox TV, of course, from HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. On top, Frank Mir, Daniel Cormier. Daniel's still to come on today's show. And, of course, Benson Henderson and Gilbert Melendez, the two main events for the co-features on UFC 7 on Fox TV. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in six different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, the fabulous Internet in about 1,000 different forms around the world in 160 countries. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, and I invite you to this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking money. We're talking money in MMA. I talk about betting the fights, and of course, I want to mention some numbers real quick. Our Facebook numbers seem to be doing real well. 106,000, 105,625 page views last week. That's not too bad. That's not too bad at all. Let's talk about the fights. Of course, we've got Gilbert Melendez in the main event. We're not going to talk the main event. We'll go to the card, the bottom of the card first. Clifford Starks, 8-1, taking on Yoel Romero. These guys are middleweights, 185 pounds. They both are 6 foot even. Pretty even fight, but I'm looking at the odds on this one, and Palacio's probably about a 2-1 favorite. So I'm going to go with Palacio here for maybe a couple of bucks here. Maybe a couple of bucks on Palacio. The next fight on the card, of course, will be the Assassin. Pretty good fighter. No question about it. Anthony the Assassin Nukiani taking on Roger Bowling. Nukiani, 16-7, a veteran. Bowling is 11-3. I'm going to go with Nukiani on that one. Let's go back to the odds here. You know, these are very, very, can I put this? Now that they're listing every fight in the world of MMA, as far as betting is concerned, you're going to be able to sneak in a good wager here and then. Because you'll listen to these lines, and maybe you know a fighter, or you know of a fighter, that's involved in one of these undercard fights. And he's a good fighter. He's a better fighter than
people are giving them credit to be. Well, that's how you make money betting in sports, is that you know something, inside information. So I give it to you. T.J. Dillashaw, almost a 3.5-to-1 favorite over Hugo Viana. I'm going to have to go with DJ on that one, no question about that. DJ's a up-and-coming fighter. He's got some good moves, and I think he's a house fighter, so I got to go with the house fighter on this one. And of course, we're talking about UFC on Fox 7, HP Pavilion, San Jose, California. I believe the first fight goes on at 5 p.m. Eastern time on Fox, and that's 8 p.m. Eastern time. Straight up, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a fantastic card, of course, topped by the main events. And still to come on this show, one of the – take that back. We'll have both the heavyweight participants of the main event, Frank Mirren, Daniel Cormier, a little bit later in this show of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So I said Dillashaw is the winner. I like these guys with these Fury names. Miles Fury Jury. Yeah, I like him. He's going to beat up Ramzy Najum. I think he's going to beat Ramzy Najum like a blunt, like a drum. I just see what happened that way. Chad Mendes, a big favorite over Darren Elkins. And why not? 6-to-1, probably a little wide, though. But he will win that fight. Francis Limitless Carmont, about a 9-to-5 favorite over Lawrence Larkin. I'll go with that. But it can go either way. That's a close fight. Jordan Younggun Main, 3.5-to-1 favorite over Matt the Immortal Brown. Brown, you can get +260 on if you're betting this. And of course, you can go to Bodog.com, any of those websites, and you got a debit card. Bodog, I'll say this. I had a problem betting online. Now, should I cop to this online? I'm going to do it anyway. Anyway, I had a problem betting online because I bet on Andre Ward to win the Super 6 boxing tournament of Showtime about 2 years ago. Take that back. I made the bet like 3.5 years ago. And I bet like $150, and I got like 4.5-to-1 odds on it. And Bodog sort of like they played with me as far as the payoff was concerned. So I had to talk to the main guy there, and the main guy there finally sent me a check. So they were sort of cool on that. But the bottom line is I was a little upset because it took about 3 or 4 months. Take that back, 5 or 6 months to get paid on that one. Nate Diaz, remember him, the brother of Nick Diaz, of course. Nick Diaz loses. Losing to George St. Pierre just a fortnight ago, talking about his future now. He says that he's retired, then he says he's coming back, and then Dana White says if he wants a fight, he's got a fight for him. So his brother Nate Diaz is a slight favorite over Josh the Punk Thompson. Josh, why would you have a name like the Punk? Anyway, Danny Cormier, a 4-to-1 favorite. Ooh, that's long odds. 4-to-1 favorite over Frank Mir. Frank Mir, the former 2-time heavyweight champion of the UFC. That's long odds. I mean, when you look at the size difference between these two guys, I mean, Cormier is coming in at 235, but he's really not a 235-pound guy. I mean, I think Daniel's probably about a 218-pound, 220-pound guy. Mira's coming in like 251, somewhere around there. Mira's got himself in great shape. Mira realizes the door is closing on him. The window of opportunity is starting to shut. I mean, he's been knocked out a few fights. He's won the UFC heavyweight title. He's held that title twice. He beat Brock Lesnar once. I mean, he's got some historic fights. And if you look at his UFC resume, I mean, he's got most heavyweight fights, most title fights, most knockouts, most wins, most losses. I mean, everything. On both sides of the coin, he is the guy as far as all the records are concerned in the heavyweight division. But now, with Cain Velasquez having grasped, once again, a hold of the UFC heavyweight title, of course, he's defending that title in May against Bigfoot, Antonio Silva, a very good-looking guy, a handsome guy. You'll be seeing him on the cover of Playboy magazine anytime soon. I'm talking about Antonio Bigfoot Silva, the challenger for the UFC heavyweight champion in May, Cain Velasquez. But Cain beat him last year so bad, I posted the picture on the website, ringtalk.com. It was the most brutal video he got. I mean, it looked like, have you ever seen a professional wrestling match where a guy bladed beyond bladed? You know, like what I mean by blade, they cut themselves with a razor blade. Ric Flair used to do it, okay? He used to cut like and bleed all over the place. Well, this busting up of Bigfoot Silva by Cain Velasquez was one of the most brutal things I've ever seen in the world of mixed martial arts or combat sports. Take that back. I got to say this. Dan Henderson? Was it Machida and Henderson that hooked it up down there? That wild fight at the end of 2011. I had to turn my face away from that one when Dan Henderson was getting whooped on. Take that back. Mauricio Shogun Rua. Rua was beating on Dan Henderson in the 5th round. I had to turn my face away from the TV and the octagon down there at the HP Pavilion. But tickets are available at the HP Pavilion if you'd like to go. These fights are happening. Check it out live. Of course, talking about the UFC Live, UFC 7, as far as Fox TV is concerned. And this is the big thing, folks. This is network TV. These are world championship level fights. And speaking of world championship, the man puts the title on the line. Scheduled to walk in the ring about 8:05. I'm talking about Benson, Smooth Henderson, Bendo, call him what you want. He is a almost 3-1, take that back, minus 285 favorite against El Nino. I'm talking about El Nino, meaning the storm. Gilbert Melendez. Gilbert Melendez is the real deal. He really is. But Benson Henderson is at a level, I think, that is just a notch higher. A notch higher. And I think most MMA guys figure this way too. Benson Henderson, 17-2. Gilbert Melendez, 21-2. Both guys are 5'9". Both guys weighed in around 155 pounds. Okay, Henderson's the favorite here, as I said. And I think that Gilbert Melendez had that bad shoulder, that shoulder injury that Dave Meltzer alluded to on last week's show. See, Dave sort of drops these little tidbits along the line, and you've got to be able to pick up the breadcrumbs and read where he's going. But that's what he was trying to say, is that Gilbert Melendez has got serious shoulder problems, and he doesn't think that he'll be able to contend with Benson Henderson. Of course, Benson Henderson talking about being the longest-reigning champion in UFC history, and, of course, you know, he's got a big, long record to beat. I mean, that's Antonio Anderson Silva's got that title. The longest reigning UFC heavyweight champion, the middleweight champion at 185 pounds. But I think that's coming to an end because Chris Weidman is going to be taking on Anderson Silva later in the year. And Meltzer didn't think he'd be able to beat him, but I think he's going to be able to beat him. Weidman's got this great wrestling base. He's got a jiu-jitsu background as well. He can fight. He's never been taken off his feet. He's pretty. He's fast. He's tough. What more can I say? I think he's the real deal. I think he's going to be, if he wins this fight with Silva, he will become the biggest American star in the world of mixed martial arts. Yep, as far as the males are concerned. Ronda's probably going to hold the biggest star thing for a long time. Ronda's the deal. Everybody wants Ronda. Ronda. Everybody I walk, Ronda. You got Ronda? Ronda. I mean, seriously. You know what? They want me to play old interviews with Ronda. They want to hear Ronda. Ronda's legit. Okay, no question about that. But she's only able to fight 1, 2, maybe 3 times a year. And she's going to fight this Kat Zagano. That'll be later in the year, probably November, and that'll be a UFC pay-per-view event, okay? But of course, they'll lead up to this by poking fun at each other in the UFC Ultimate Fighter Season 18, which will be on Fox Sports 1. I think that's going to start in August. They'll start filming it in August, I believe. Bottom line is, whatever Ronda does, she's got the Midas touch, baby. It just turns to gold. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. This is the MMA Hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide on the fabulous Internet in about 1,000 different platforms. But straight up, this is your inside looking to the world of MMA. Of course, we air a boxing hour on Saturday as well, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go for an hour of boxing. Then we go to mixed martial arts for an hour, as we are right now. This is the MMA Hour. Then we come back on Sunday, whole new show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We combine boxing and mixed martial arts in the same hour. So we put it all together, split it down 50-50 down the middle, and on Sunday we've got the Week in Review. So check out the Sunday Week in Review either on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Live or check them out on my website, ringtalk.com, the archives, of course, the iTunes. We've got it all going on. And we've got a lot of stuff on the website, polls, you know, some stories, the boxing odds. And I defy anybody to beat my picks. Because I'm telling you, I don't make too many mistakes. Once in a while, but not too many mistakes. I was the last top-ranked handicapping champion in Las Vegas. In fact, I beat all the major Las Vegas players. Beat them by only one game, but I beat them. This is the way it is. And they canceled the contest after that at that point because the promoter of the event didn't like the fact that I won it. And it's never happened since. I kid you not. That is a matter of fact. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Frank Mir is 16-6. Daniel Cormier, 11-0. Some people say 13-0. Leaning towards Daniel Cormier here. Frank Mir is a big dude, a tough dude. But this is going to be a rough, rough fight. And I think that Cormier's wrestling base and the fact that he's been able to beat bigger guys, you know, I think that's going to be to his advantage. If not, if it's a size fight, it's all about Frank Mir, because Frank Mir is the real deal. Nate Diaz, that means Nick Diaz will be in the house tonight. Nick Diaz showing up at a UFC event, that's a good thing. Nick Diaz showing up at all events is a good thing. Of course, Nick Diaz, you know, he stroked the UFC a couple times, got burned out of the fight with GSP a couple of years ago, and didn't show up for press conferences, and then he got mad because they flew him coach into Canada for the last press conference a few months ago. But, hey, Nick, come on. You burn these guys not once but twice. You think they're going to give you first-class tickets again? What are you out of your mind? Anyway, Nick Diaz will probably make a decision. He'll be on TV tonight, no question about that. UFC on Fox 7. Fight card starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, but a lot earlier than that at the HP Pavilion. So if you want to get tickets, go on down. You can get them at the door. There's plenty of tickets. This is a big, big arena, and it'll be scaled down to probably about 10,000. I'm expecting a crowd of about 7,500, 8,000 people to come in to see Benson Henderson and Gilbert Melendez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One of my favorite tunes from the 70s, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere.
Steinis Sports announces a once-in-a-generation opportunity. A lost treasure from American history has resurfaced, and now it can be yours. On May 1st, Steinis Sports will put up for auction a glove used by American legend Jackie Robinson in the 1955 World Series. No Robinson gloves have ever before been offered at auctions. Bidding starts on May 1st and will also include a game-used Robinson bat. Visit SteinisSports.com for more details and a chance to own a piece of sports history. That's SteinisSports.com.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. SwishDisc is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at SwishDisc.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with SwishDisc.com. SwishDisc lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to SwishDisc.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, SwishDisc.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to SwishDisc.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out SwishDisc.com today. Take your best shot. SwishDisc.com.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Past the hour, the smooth sounds of the Tower of Power. Speaking of Oakland, California, I got the scoop. Dave Chappelle, tomorrow night, Sunday, Yoshi's, two shows. Tickets are $55. You can't hear it nowhere else. You won't read this in the paper. You won't hear it on the radio. You're getting it from me because Dave sends me the emails. That's right. Dave Chappelle, Sunday, Oakland, California, Yoshi's, California, Yoshi's nightclub. You want to go, this is the place to go. It's a 300-seat nightclub. Tower of Power plays there. A lot of groups have played there. But tomorrow night, it'll be the man himself, Dave Chappelle. Dave decides a couple of days before to do these things. He calls like
like Yoshi's, hey, is Sunday night open? Yeah, they okay, yeah. He calls them like on a Thursday, then they rock. So he comes out, does his thing in front of 300 people, tries new material, and then he goes back home to, I think, North Carolina. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is the entertainment side, folks. The cage fighting side. He is unbeaten. Formerly from the University of Oklahoma, I believe. Of course, he is the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. The great Daniel Cormier is our guest. Daniel, we are honored to have you on the show, sir.
How you guys doing, man? Oklahoma State University.
Oklahoma State.
Cowboys, not Sooners.
Okay, which one did Larry Merchant go to? Did Larry Merchant go to the Sooners, or did he go to your college?
He didn't go to Oklahoma State, so I only assume that he went to Oklahoma.
Okay. Daniel Cormier, of course, is unbeaten in the world of mixed martial arts, and, of course, the gangster slap Josh Barnett in a bit of an upset in a lot of in the minds of some odds makers, but not in the minds of the people, the wise guys in the world of MMA. I mean, Kyle was telling me you're going to win that fight. Different people from the Silicon Valley were telling me Cormier is going to win this fight. I go, yeah, but the size, everything's against him, you know? So, and the experience. So talk to me about that fight. You went in there and you won every minute of every round.
Yeah, man, just you know, I owe a lot of that to my training partners in my gym. You know, I got a great gym, man, you know, and King Book probably was telling you because he's one of the guys that's in there working with me, helping me prepare for these fights, you know, mm-hmm. and they can tell when we're on and we're ready to go. And, you know, it was a tough fight, so I trained really hard because I have a ton of respect for Josh. You know, I respect Josh so much that I knew that I had to train harder and longer than I ever did, so I was in shape, my timing was good, and everything kind of came together on that night, man. I don't know if that's how I will fight in every big fight, but on that night, it all kind of came together.
Okay. Of course, April the 20th, you're taking on Frank Mir. Frank Mir, the former two-time USC heavyweight title holder in San Jose, California. You're fighting at home. Your homies will be there.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I was talking about I was talking to the guys at the gym about this just the other day. I said, you know, I fought in San Jose against Barnett. Then my last Strikeforce fight, I got to fight in Oklahoma where I went to school. I said, now I get to make my UFC debut back in San Jose. I said, the only guy that gets to fight in front of his crowds every time more than I do is George St. Pierre.
Good point.
He fights in Canada every time. George, so I'm lucky, man.
Okay, George St. Pierre is sort of looks stellar. I mean, he turned back Nick Diaz, got Nick Diaz to retire. Did you think that fight was going to be a little bit more competitive than it was, or is GSP just that much better than everybody else at 170?
Well, I thought it would be a little more competitive on the feet. You know, George actually won the stand-up exchanges too, so that was surprising. But, you know, man, if you don't have a strong enough base to keep him off me from taking you down and he's able to dictate when the fight goes to the ground, where the fight goes to the ground, and where he fights all the time, he's too good a strategist to fight his fight. So unless you have skills that can actually make him change his game plan, he's going to beat everybody.
Okay, in the early days of the UFC, we had people like Royce Gracie, very one-dimensional. I don't think he can make it nowadays. Now a fighter has to have all the skills, you know, the stand-up, the boxing, the ground and pound, the jiu-jitsu, the ability to work on the ground. How did you incorporate all these things with an amateur wrestling background?
Well, I mean, I started with the wrestling background, which I think is the best base for it, you know, because we know how to train. We've been through the grind of working hard through our college and international careers. And then, you know, once you learn all that stuff, you know, you start to learn the stand-up, which is the toughest. But starting with a wrestling base, that's the best base because it's the hardest one to learn once you if you haven't been doing it. Because like guys like me and guys like Gray Maynard and those guys, I mean, those guys have been wrestling since they were 5 years old. You know, you start wrestling at 24, 25 years old, it's kind of hard to keep up with a guy that's been doing it for 20 years, you know, with the balance and everything else. So I had the strong base in wrestling and just really focus on everything else, you know, and without actually stopping wrestling. I still wrestle a ton because you have to keep that skill sharp. Otherwise, it's going to kind of go away a little bit.
Okay, April the 20th, you take on Frank Mir. Now, Frank Mir was in the studio about a month ago, and this is what he had to say.
Well, you know, I think that he's becoming a very capable striker, and he's starting to enjoy it. I still don't think that he realizes, you know, high-level striking of the UFC guys. I think that eventually, no matter what happens, he's going to go for a shot and go for a takedown. And then, you know, on the ground, I just don't see him simulated. I think actually fighting Josh Barnett was probably a bad thing for him because he might feel a certain amount of confidence by going to the ground with me. The difference is, you know, Barnett and I are a little different. No, Barnett's a great grappler. I just don't think he has the same finishing abilities that I do. I have a who's who on when I catch a hold of a limb. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, whether they like me or not, you're not going to argue about the fact that I don't finish fights when I get a hold of something.
Okay, Daniel, what do you have to say about what Frank just said?
He's right. You know, he finishes fights, and, you know, I mean, this is kind of standard for what's been going on in the last couple of weeks. His interviews are starting to come out, and, you know, he's just being Frank Mir, real cocky and arrogant, and, you know, he's going to be in for a big surprise. You know, I just really don't believe he thinks I'm that good, you know, which is which works to my benefit because I'm going to beat his ass, and then he's going to – he'll be in for quite a surprise when we get in that cage. This is his thing. You know, he kind of tries to get under your skin and get you riled up so that hopefully, you know, game plan goes out of the window or you fight more to his strengths. But that won't work with me. You know, I'm a lot smarter than Frank in every sense of the word. And when we get in the cage, he'll see that I'm a better fighter too. You know, so there's no level difference in the guys fighting the strike force and in the UFC. You've seen it as the guys have moved over to the UFC and won almost all of their fights. So Frank's going to see, you know, he's going to have to eat his words, but he really doesn't. You know, even when he talks like that and gets his butt kicked, he still behaves the same way going into his next fight.
He's,
you know,
Frank.
Yeah, he is who he is. You know, that's how he is.
He's Frank Mir. I mean, he talks the talk and he gets people interested and he instills controversy in places where there isn't any controversy. But he says you're too small. He says at 265 he's going to throw you around like a rag doll. I mean, that's what he thinks. Talk to me.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that think that. You know, I only weigh 235 pounds. You know, I'm not very tall. Those guys are big guys. But, you know, I fought a guy that was 285 in Australia. I fought Soa Pelele, who just re-signed to the UFC. He was about 280. I beat Bigfoot Silva, who's another big guy. I beat a lot of big guys. You know, Frank, all the things that Frank is saying, you know, this is nothing new. This is kind of typical Frank for his fight pre-fight buildup. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said, you know, this is what he does, and then even if he gets his ass kicked, it won't change. You know, he's going to do it again, and then he's going to get beat up again. And Frank talks, and Frank gets beat, and then Frank continues to talk, you know. So I don't know what world he lives in. You know, I don't know what world he lives in where, you know, getting your butt kicked doesn't humble you a little bit. But maybe this one will do it. Maybe after this one, you know. Brock did it to him. He talked about Brock, got his butt beat, and still talked about Brock. He talks about Junior Dos Santos now, even though Junior Dos Santos just beat him, you know. So he doesn't really respect many people at all.
Okay, change the subjects for a second. You brought up the Giant Silva, of course. You beat him, and now he's going to fight Cain Velasquez in a second fight. He just got annihilated by Cain like a year ago in one of the most bloody matches I'd ever seen in combat sports. I mean, what gives the Giant Silva the confidence to go after Cain Velasquez again?
Well, I think the thing that makes Bigfoot confident is that he's a fighter. You know, regardless of what you say about Bigfoot Silva, you know, he got beat up by me, he got beat up by Cain back-to-back, came in and kind of was brought in to lose to Travis Brown, went in and knocked that kid out. He was undefeated at the time. And then, you know, Overeem, you know, knocked Overeem out. So, you know, like, he's a fighter. And I think that gives him confidence to think that he'll be able to fight Cain, but nothing's going to change. That's going to be the same kind of fight. Cain's going to take him down, beat him up, and I don't even see it going out of the first round again.
Are you giving your child electric shocks in the background there or what?
My son's sitting here watching Up, the movie Up, and eating popcorn, so he got excited a little bit. I don't know what happened.
Daniel Cormier is our guest, folks. April the 20th, he is in the main event. That's right. The eyes of the world will be on him when USC and Fox TV go to the HP Pavilion, the house that Daniel built. That's what he hopes to call that place after April the 20th. Of course, he'll be fighting in front of his hometown people. Now, Gilbert Melendez, the ex-Strike Force lightweight champion, and Benson Henderson, they'll be fighting as well. Gilbert's from San Francisco. We should have a pretty good crowd down there, huh?
Oh, yeah. They said the tickets are going well right now. You know, the first couple times the UFC came, the first time did fair. The second time when Munoz fought Weidman didn't do very well, I think fight fans were kind of coming down from the Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva fight. It was the Wednesday after, and it was in the middle of the week, so it didn't do that well. And now this one's doing very, very good in the ticket sales, and it's going to be packed. I mean, I've got 30 people coming from Louisiana, I've got people coming from Oklahoma, so that'll be a pretty big group of people there to watch me fight. I'm excited.
You brought out Weidman. Isn't Sean his first name?
Chris. Chris Weidman.
He looks like the real deal. He's never been taken off his feet in a UFC match, ever.
And he won't. And he's going to present a lot of problems for Anderson Silva. I mean, Weidman is a good wrestler, which is been Anderson's kind of kryptonite with Chael Sonnen showed that if you're a good wrestler, you can take him down and you can hold him down. And not only is Weidman a good wrestler, but he took Munoz down 5 times. Mark Munoz is an NCAA wrestling champion. And he made Mark look like he hadn't even wrestled before. So I'm excited about that fight. You know, I'm going pretty far out there saying that I think Chris Weidman's going to be the guy that beat Anderson Silva, because not only is he a good wrestler and can take him down, he has strong finishing ability, and he also has good jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
You know, so he's not going to fall into any submissions late in the fight.
You know what's funny? When he fought Munoz, I was the only guy on press row to pick him to win, and I thought maybe, like, I what did I do here? No, I thought he would win, and he won easily. Anyway, Daniel Cormier, all the best to April 20th. Hope to have you back before then, but good luck. HP Pavilion, UFC on Fox TV, Frank Mira standing across the cage. May God be with you. Have a good day, sir.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO, private insurance, for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
Jardine, man, he's just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him?
It's about it, isn't it? Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt!
He's in!
It's all over!
Wow.
Thiago Silva! telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Checking the UFC schedule, of course, UFC Fox 7, April 20th. That's tonight, HP Pavilion, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. UFC 159, that is April 27th. John Jones, the once-beaten champion, taking on Chael Sonnen. John's probably about a 7-1 favorite there. The co-feature, Roy, big country, a big belly, although he's been on a reducing diet of late. Roy Nelson and Chuck Congo, a heavyweight fight to be part of that card. Of course, the fights start on Facebook, then they go to FX Cable at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then UFC on Fox 8. This is going to Brazil. Vitor Belfort. Ah, the guy takes steroids, legal steroids. Testosterone replacement therapy. I don't agree with that. 22-10, they used to call him the Phenom. He's taking on once-beaten Luke Rockhold. Luke, good luck down there in Brazil. The co-features Costa Philippou, 12-2, an exciting fighter, and Ronaldo Souza, 17-3. Then we go to May 25th, UFC 160, of course, back in Las Vegas. Cain Velasquez, 18-1, taking on Bigfoot Silva, 18-4. Cormier beat Silva, and Cain beat Silva, beat him like a girl last year. Should have been arrested for domestic violence by the Metropolitan Police Department there in Las Vegas, but I think he'll do it again, and I think that's not even going to be much of a contest, although it is the main event because it is for the UFC Heavyweight Championship. And the former champion, Junior Dos Santos, 15-2, taking on Mark Hunt, 9-7. Mark Hunt, with that 9-7 record, you think, no. He's a Samoan dude. Samoans hit hard. They are one-punch knockout artists. They hit hard. They don't have the greatest endurance in the world. They don't have the greatest-looking bodies in the world. But guess what? They can fight, especially in the short term. And he's going to be taking on Junior Dos Santos, who, of course, Junior got whooped on by Cain Velasquez in the rematch. He was supposed to win that in some people's mind, but Cain beat on him for 5 rounds. I mean, every round just beat on him, ground and pound, man, just beat him to death, especially in that right hand in the first round, sort of set the tone for everything. That overhand right, Cain Velasquez outboxed the boxer, Junior Dos Santos. On the same card, Gray Maynard will be there, an exciting UFC fighter, of course. Glover Teixeira, 20-2, taking on James Tehumu, who was 18-5. Then UFC goes to Fuel TV. That's Saturday, June 8th. They go back to Brazil again. Mino Nogueira, 34-7, taking on Val Cavallo, 16-5. Thiago Silva's on the same card, taking on Rafael Cavalente. Silva now 14-3, Cavalente 11-3. So that's 205 pounds. That sort of figures out the UFC schedule. So you've got things to do now. Don't forget, the UFC update between 10 and 12 p.m. Pacific time on Sports Overnight America. That's right, 10 p.m. and midnight Pacific time on Sports Overnight America. I'll be doing that tonight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. A two-hour show. We rocked it for 2 hours. Want to thank my boxing guests. Want to thank my MMA guests. Want to wish Daniel Cormier the best of luck. Frank Mir, good luck. Benson Henderson, the best of luck. And Gilbert Melendez, I think you need a lot of luck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Till next time, much peace, much respect.